All right, councillors and team. We're at 5:30, and so I'm delighted to declare open meeting number 61, Tuesday the 6th of August 2019. And I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance. Thank you for coming along to the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Boonwurrung and the Woiwurrung Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay our respects to their elders past and present. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Today we are proud to say that Melbourne is still a significant meeting place for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that this meeting is being streamed live and it goes out through our City of Melbourne website. An audio and a video recording will also be published on the Council's website by close of business tomorrow. Whilst we do try to avoid filming members of the public who attend or present at this meeting, there is a possibility that your image may inadvertently be captured as part of that video, so please be aware of that as we go through this evening's meeting. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be available from the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. How are we going, councillors? That's all right. Thank you. Good. So the unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will be available from the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of the Council business team at the end of this meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned to silent, please, if you have them with you for the duration of the meeting. The agenda tonight comprises one report from management and one item of general business. No apologies have been received. All present and accounted for, unless somebody tells me otherwise. No, I'm presuming he's attending. Thanks, Kate. I advise members of the committee and the public that where the committee makes a decision on the basis of fewer than six members voting in favour of it, the decision may be referred by a councillor to council for decision. Disclosure of conflicts of interest. Councillors, if any of us have either a direct or an indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered this evening, please disclose the type and nature of that interest prior to the item being considered. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. I'm now calling on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the minutes of open meeting number 60 held on Tuesday the 16th of July 2019. I've had my first hand up this evening from Councillor Frances Gilley as a mover, and I'm looking for a seconder, Councillor Oak. Thank you very much. I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand as I look around. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you very much. I declare the motion carried. That takes us to item four this evening, which is, councillors, any matters arising from the minutes that you'd like to discuss? None, thank you. Well, the following submission has been received in accordance with the Council's Meeting Procedures Code in relation to item 6.1, Creative Funding Framework 2019 to 2024. We've had a request to speak from Chris Thrum, and we've had an item of correspondence from Chris Thrum. Chris, lovely to see you here this evening as always. I'm letting Chris know, even though he does know, but for consistency, that submissions must be no longer than 3 minutes, and we have a counter down clock here on the wall, and it beeps at two to let you know you've got 1 minute left, and then it beeps again to let you know that it's time to finish. And I know you're very aware of the procedures. Chris, thank you. I'm going to ask, is there anybody else here this evening that wanted to speak and didn't get a chance, or I didn't read out their name? No? Thank you. And I'm also going to note that at this point, as we do at the end of the meeting, we have 15 minutes set aside for questions from the public. And it's a time for asking questions and not for making submissions. Are there any members of the public here this evening that would like to ask a question at this time? No? Thank you very much. Then I'm now going to move to item six, and that will be managed by Councillor Leppert, who's going to assume the role of chair in relation to the arts portfolio.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. There is one report from management for consideration under the arts, culture and heritage portfolio, and that is agenda item 6.1, creative funding framework 2019 to 24. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No. In that case, I am going to call on Chris Thrum, who requested the opportunity to address the committee in relation to this matter. That was actually the next matter. Yeah, that's actually 7.1. I beg your pardon, Chris. No, all good. I beg your pardon. We will get there in a moment. In that case, there being no submissions, I'm going to move a motion, but we will look at a different motion to the one that's on the screen at the moment, if we could. It's quite long, so while it's scrolled through, I'll just make it clear that the motion that I'm moving is the one on the screen, and I call on a councillor to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Lee Liu. Can I just begin by saying that this is some extraordinary work. We adopted a creative strategy last year which repositioned the way the City of Melbourne approaches its creative functions and works with creative people to tackle city challenges while still supporting the best ideas that come to us from out of the sector. And this creative funding framework is the main policy that sits beneath that creative strategy about how we will continue to fund these creative ideas and some artists and arts organisations going forward. It's undergone a lot of sector consultation, and the report that's attached to this report about how that consultation went is comprehensive and excellent, and it's a really good snapshot of how we've engaged with the sector on this piece of public policy. And I'd just like to thank the staff for leading a comprehensive process. We've got Joe Wiggins in the audience. Thank you very much, Joe. Kay Glamuzina, the Arts Melbourne manager, isn't here today, but I'd like to thank her and her team, which is the Joes and Rose Brune in particular, but all the other contributors to this creative funding framework. I've suggested a few tweaks here, and that is really to take up what some of the sector feedback has been and just make it very clear what this funding framework is and what it isn't. But the best parts about this funding framework, I think, that's really been supported by the sector is a much bigger focus on access through all of the arts experiences that we seek to fund and what it means for differently abled artists or to talk about these issues through the projects that we're actually funding. There's a much stronger focus on access, which is really exciting, and a focus on what it means to have creativity from an Indigenous perspective, and a focus on that through our funding framework is really important as well. So the funding framework is something I'm really happy to support, and I'd like to suggest a few tweaks here, which is why the motion looks a little bit elaborate there up on the screen. A new principle, just to make it clear, that we support artists and small to medium and independent arts organisations. But the crux of the changes here, the most important, are in 10.1.5 and 10.1.6. We do support programs as well as projects, but the biggest multi-year funding, the $3 million pool of funding, which is a bit of a successor to the current the triennial arts grants, but with a bit of a different focus, but that's the pool where our large arts organisations can come to us with their ideas and we can fund them on for 2-year or 4-year funding, which is a brilliant idea and it's a really important program. I'm just making it clear here that the call for proposals will still result in annual funding equivalent of what we currently fund our triennial partners, which is $2.7 million at least, and that the commission partnerships don't exceed $300,000 of that $3 million pot, and that the state government agencies will have access to the $300,000 as well. But there's a little bit of discussion around whether or not the state agencies and those that we go to with commission partnerships have access to a big proportion of that $3 million or not. So I think it's really important that on every time we go out with our triennial arts grants now or these new multi-year funding grants in future, that we're transparent about what the total funds we're have on offer actually is, so that people know how competitive this field is going to be, and that there's as much transparency and accountability around expending those public funds as possible. So that's the biggest change that I'm suggesting here. At the end of the motion, I'm also suggesting two things which isn't touching this framework itself, but there's a lot of sector feedback around the accessibility of Melbourne Town Hall. Accessibility in two senses of the word. It is not the easiest thing to access unless you're able-bodied, but also the financial costs of accessing the Melbourne Town Hall and Council's civic precinct. We have a relationship with Epicure, of course, to manage Town Hall, and we review those contracts every time they're up. But I think that it's timely again, given how much feedback there has been from the sector around how challenging it can be to access Melbourne Town Hall from time to time, that we commission a little bit of a report about what our options for the future might be. That's not meant to scare any horses. I can't really see a situation where we're going to take it all in-house or anything like that. So anyone listening from Epicure down the hall, don't panic. But I think it's prudent for us to really analyse this situation as closely as we can. And finally, I just note that our annual arts grants have fluctuated between $700 and $1.1 million over the last few years, depending on the appetite of councillors and how big the surplus is in any given year, but that the annual arts grants haven't increased for quite a long time. Some of the new funding frameworks in here have come at the expense of the annual arts grants, and so the annual arts grants is down to $710,000 under this framework, but I think in the context of the next budget, it would be a good opportunity for us to see if that can't be lifted and to consider the question of whether we need to go back to indexing the grants that we give to external organisations. We did do CPI increases in the past, and we've gone to multi-year funding with no increases at the moment, given how careful we've tried to be with the council finances. But I'd like to ask that question again in the context of the next annual plan and budget process. So that's months in advance, and it's a recommendation to council that we do that. So that's an explanation of all the changes, and I'll definitely stop there. But let me just close by, again, thanking the team for what is a comprehensive and really important document about how we're going to work with the arts sector to make this city, keep this city the wonderfully creative city that it currently is. Councillor Lee Liu.
Thank you, Chair, and I totally agree. And I just want to thank all the officers and also the team, but also most likely I also like to thank Councillor Leppard for his leadership, and also it's such deep passion in arts. I mean, you can just see his work going in here, and it's just a timely reminder as well. It's, you know, when we talk about arts, we talk about the funding accessibility, and right now, especially during the winter season, the arts really fill up a lot of that. And if we are going to be the arts and culture capital of Australia and possibly in the world, potentially a few years down the track, the funding model, is we have to get it right. So I just wanted to commend again Councillor Leppard for his hard work.
Very kind. Thank you. Any other contributors to this debate? Nope. In that case, I'm going... Lord Mayor, Councillor Oak, was that a yes or a no? Nope. Yes. I will now put it to... Oh, Councillor Oak.
Oh, no. It's a big item. It's... We have very few items on the agenda, but I think that, I mean, obviously I agree with all of what you've said around the purpose, and I agree with your changes, and thank you for your work. I just wanted to actually re-endorse the creative framework, I put the wrong term, that we endorsed, that this is, you know, now been the next step in that process. But it was a really welcomed approach from the sector to how we would be approaching creativity in the city, and not just seeing it as an arts silo or an arts industry, but rather seeing the whole city through a creative frame. And I thought it's a really exciting frame. I'm really looking forward to seeing examples of how we're using it. And I just wanted to use this opportunity to re-endorse that it's a really innovative way to look at any project that the City of Melbourne is involved in from a creative perspective and a creative frame, because that's what will make us the leading, what is it, the world leading city, Councillor Li Lu, if we approach everything from a creative perspective, not just things in a supposed arts portfolio.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Lord Mayor.
Again, a really important part of what the council does, and that also reflects the fact that us as a city of arts and culture is a major attractor, not just to the visitors that come to participate and view various activities, but also at the heart of the aspiration and creativity of our citizens and everything that we're doing in the city. So well done to everybody involved in this strategy and the impacts that it has across other aspects. I just really want to comment on the fact that I think a lot of the strategy and the changes that have been suggested tonight to bring this motion together reflect that we need to have a really healthy ecosystem within our arts and culture sector that's about local and small and emerging and all of those sorts of themes, but it's also about having the big and aspirational and global, because they each have positive impacts on the other, and of course everything in between. And I believe that what's being suggested is to properly reflect the fact that we're looking for that balance in our ecosystem to make sure that we are investing in the right ways and respecting how each of those elements in that ecosystem actually benefits the other. So I welcome that transparency and outline and look forward to the ongoing investment in this sector. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. You said in 1 minute what I stumbled to say in six. Councillor Watts.
There are a couple of concerns I have with this. It's wonderful work. But one always worries, as an arm of government, about the safeguards around picking winners. But I think there's actually enough rigour in here to ensure that there is a broad consensus around what are the winners in these creative areas. One thing I've just note here that pleases me greatly as Chair of Knowledge City is that how do we know what we want to achieve? And one of the things is new knowledge, ideas and insight. And the arts are crucial to our developing such knowledge. And so that's very pleasing to see that's part of our endeavour here. And of course, as the capital city of this state, we have an obligation to model marvellous programs and ways of organising our artistic endeavour. And lastly, what I want to say is that we are the world's most livable city, mostly, but wouldn't it be great if we really could develop the accessibility side of things? And I don't just mean for those of us who are less able-bodied, but accessible to those who are creative, accessible to those who can enjoy the arts, just accessibility across the whole spectrum of what that word might mean in our city. And this is a very good piece of work.
Thank you, Councillor Watts. Any other contributors to this debate? In that case, I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Thank you. I declare that carried unanimously, and I call on the Lord Mayor to chair the next section of the meeting.
Thank you. Well, that concludes reports from management to be considered this evening. And we're now moving to the one item of general business to be considered, which is item 7.1, proposed travel by Councillor Rohan Leppert, Auckland, New Zealand, August 2019. I'm asking, does anybody want a presentation on this item? No, then I'm going to call on our very proactive citizen, Chris Thrum, to make a presentation on this item. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, councillors, men and women of the Kulin Nation. This is in regards to Councillor Leppert representing the City of Melbourne on a private travel to Auckland, and to have meetings with the City of Auckland representatives in regards to the arts sector. I think it's appropriate, and I support the recommendation from management that Councillor Leppert does represent the City of Melbourne at Auckland for these important meetings in regards to the arts. I'd like to echo all the statements and sentiments of the councillors and the Lord Mayor on the previous agenda item, which does indicate that Melbourne is the arts capital of Australia and is up there with leading lighting cities in the world. Councillor Lippert has been in the arts chair for some time and is a very diligent and active member of the arts community and does magnificent work in the arts community. And as such, I'm sure that he'll share the Melbourne story with the New Zealanders, and also too, he'll bring back to Melbourne some more knowledge on what New Zealand is doing in the arts sector. So again, to reiterate, I support the recommendation from management, and we wish Councillor Lippert a tremendous time in New Zealand.
Thank you, Chris. All right. There being no other comments at this point, I'm going to call on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Lippert, you're doing that. A councillor to second. Councillor Lelou, thank you very much. Councillor Lippert, for you to speak to the motion.
Now, it doesn't matter if it's a small-scale private business or the most elaborate council-supported international travel. The rules for getting approval are the same, but just to manage everyone's expectations, I'm anticipating on having maybe 2 half-hour meetings with a couple of people in the City of Auckland at the end of this week. But I'm always going to go through the correct processes to get there. There's really nothing to say about this other than to sincerely thank Chris for those very kind words. And I will do my best within those maybe 2 half-hour meetings that I'm planning to have. But thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lippert. Councillor Lelou, no speaking to the motion, but shaking and nodding your head in support. Any other councillors like to speak to this motion? Councillor Rees.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I think it's terrific you're going over to Auckland and in particular paying attention to some of the waterfront sculpture that they have there. Of course, here in Melbourne, I think we have underdone our investment in public old art and particularly public sculpture in recent years. We do have the magnificent Dervish sculpture by Clement Meadmore, which is being relocated as part of the South Bank Promenade works. It'll actually have a more prominent spot, but importantly visible from the water. There's also the wonderful Inga King sculpture, Shearwater, which was saved following the intervention of the City of Melbourne last year along the waterfront as well. And very much looking forward to hearing your reports and ideas when you return, Councillor Lippert.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Thank you, Councillor Riley. Would like to speak to the matter?
Councillor Lippert, I do have a request, and I was wondering whether you would be able to bring back a photograph of the 9 installations that is along the waterfront so that we can judge for ourselves how credible they are.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Any other requests from councillors? Councillor Francis Gillies.
So, Chris, thank you for your contribution and also that very fine... I'm tempted to see if I can grow as much as you have grown in terms of a beard and a moustache. It's looking very fine. But that's not really the point. The point is to say that I do hope that the Herald Sun does acknowledge and is grateful for your contribution in this trip and notes that you, at your own expense and at your own time, you'll be taking on the business. I'm sure that they will do that even-handedly. Thank you. Well done.
Good. Councillors, any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Watts.
I'm just going to put a request through. Should you find another half hour in Auckland at your disposal, I would like you to have a look at any maritime museum you might see.
All right, I'm stopping this to-do list now, and I'm putting this matter to the vote. You would like a right of reply? Okay, here we go.
Well, there was new information raised during the debate. The answers to the questions are maybe, I'll do my best. Maybe I'll do my best, but I'd just like to indicate that the longer we pad this meeting with a mere travel report, the higher the likelihood that the Herald Sun will talk about it. But thank you, councillors. I'm never doing one of these again.
Thank you, Councillor Lippert. I'm putting the motion to the vote. Would all those in favour please raise your hands? It's unanimous. Have a great trip. Look forward to hearing about the relevant parts. Well, this concludes the items of general business for consideration this evening, councillors. Does anybody have any items of proposed urgent business this evening on the 6th of August? None. Very good. We do allow 15 minutes at the end of the meeting as well for any members of the public to be able to raise any questions. If you could raise your hand now or for the rest of the evening, hold your peace. There are none, so we will finalise by saying at 5:55 p.m. we are closing the meeting and thanking members of the public and the team for attending. Until next time, thank you.